Good morning. At long last, Happy New Year. It's January the 6th, 2019. Sunday. It's about, I don't know, 8:20 something. I just looked, I've already forgotten. Get my glove back on here because it is chilly. It's according to the temperature, it's 30 outside my back door. It feels a lot colder. The official Greeley temperature is 24 this morning. Luckily, there's no wind. Still feels cold. So, hi, yeah, well, Happy New Year. I'm back. I'm walking. I got my requisite sprints in this morning. It's not even 8 o'clock. I got up early this morning. I find going to bed early, getting up early works better. I tend to get things done before I wake up and start to think too much about, oh, what do I want to do now? Instead of just getting up and saying, oh, I have to write now. The last couple of days, I just chalk it up to just sheer laziness. And that's bad because over the course of the last 6 or 7 days, my emotional well-being has gone pretty much into the dumper. And it was odd. I knew it was not good. I knew I was having problems. A, because I wasn't going out walking. That's usually a symptom. And because I wasn't walking, it just kept getting worse. And yesterday I was reminded that on November 26th, I was sitting in the second row in the Augusta Civic Center, and Joni Mitchell came out on the stage and kicked off the Rolling Thunder Review. And the reason that I happen to know that is that yesterday, one of the three people who attended with me got in touch and asked, what did she sing? What did Joni sing? Do you remember? And I was pretty sure she sang something from Clouds. And or it might have been Clouds and Big Yellow Taxi, but I couldn't be sure. I wasn't. It was 43 years ago. I'm 63. I'm sorry. I'm 66. I had to have been 23. And if I think of all the things that happened to me, all the things I did before I was 23, and all the things that have happened since that point, Yeah, yesterday's voyage down. Memory Lane was not happy. And online I managed to find a recording, 2 hours and 25 minutes of the concert, starting with Joni Mitchell coming out on stage. I didn't listen to it all. I couldn't really. I started listening and started crying. Luckily nobody in the house noticed. I didn't have to try to explain it, because I couldn't explain it to myself. I have the metronome going, but I can't seem to keep the beat this morning. Out of practice. So I sent the link back to Annie and said, here's a concert. You can pick out all of her songs. It was one of those experiences that didn't quite make up for not being at Woodstock. I was really way too young to be at Woodstock. I was still cheating child labor laws at the factory then. And I remember the guys on coffee break laughing about it, because apparently it had hit the news, and of course at that age I didn't, 13, 14, I didn't listen to the news. But I was thinking yesterday, remembering back to that, in a certain sense, happy-go-lucky guy. Sitting in the second row, watching Joan Baez, watching Joni Mitchell. Susan Collins. That's not right. The band. T-Bone Walker. Clarence Clemons on sax. And I was thinking, comparing the 23-year-old me to the 66-year-old me. And thinking, whatever happened to that guy? He didn't ever do anything. And so I forced myself to sort of sit down and think about that sentence. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. He never really did anything. He didn't do anything. I say it out loud like that is in this current circumstance. The first thing is I didn't die. It's sort of a prerequisite for anything else happening. It's like you can't kill yourself in traffic accident or drug overdose or alcohol poisoning or crossing a street. One of my shipmates from the Coast Guard Cutter active days got hit crossing a street, died. I haven't had a heart attack yet. Beat diabetes once, might be have to beat it again here soon. I gotta go for a checkup. But I've gone and even in those days I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to write science fiction or novels. I really wanted to be a novelist. I tried writing short stories, they all sucked. I tried writing novels, I couldn't finish them. I had the beginnings of a bachelor's degree. And now I've got a PhD and a master's and a bachelor's. I've written 16 novels. I've lived all over the country. Well, I had a big jump on that just living in the Coast Guard. Kodiak was pretty much as far over the country as you could get. But now it's been, you know, Alaska, New Hampshire, Maine, New York, Colorado. I've paid off my house. I've paid off my cars. I had a successful career in information systems and then another one in education. And now, it's a relatively successful career as an artist, painting pictures with words. So the idea that I could be sitting in my paid-off house, listening to a tape, a recording, a digital recording, from something that happened 43 years ago, and thinking, geez, I haven't really accomplished anything, made me think, you know what? you really need to start walking again, because that is nothing like approaching any kind of semblance of objective reality. And if I can sit there and think that, I'm in trouble. So we're back to first principles. Yes, feed the crew, but also I need to do a little better with the self-care. I looked at my calendar. It's still last year's calendar sitting on the wall. It's only had a few updates since October. I looked at my daily bullet journal in front of me, and the days are there, but there's nothing happening on them. Except this year, I've been writing every day. I put in my hour this morning. I put in my minimum level is my smallest frog is two sprints, two 25-minute sprints before I can do anything else. Now, that's not exactly true because I do have to wake up a little bit. I need to get my eyes focused so that I can actually read what's on the screen, see what's going on there. And I thought today's sessions would be throwing words on a page, because I've been going back through Cape Grace again and reconciling all the stuff that's not quite lined up. So, for example, the pub in Cape Grace is not the Muddy Rudder, but the Saving Grace. So I had to go through, find all of those. I had to go through and recalculate the ages. I've put them in as notes now. And because I was off by a year, which put everything after it. No, not quite, because they're very loosely coupled chapters. Cape Grace is a series of vignettes looking at Otto and Sarah's life as Sarah is born, grows, and, spoiler alert, leaves. And the words that are there is 37,800 something. The words that are there are all pretty much autos. And they're really, I'm really happy with them. But there's this part of the story that's not being told because it's just being auto. Cars rolling around here. This is a Sunday morning. But here I am, at the back gate, trying to rebuild, trying to get back in the past, back in the past, back on the path. There's a Freudian slip. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.